950 KMAN.
Good Thursday morning, Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And my expectations for this hour are sky high. Sky high, and that's because we got Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo in the studio with us. We also got Candace McIntosh, the Executive Director for Girls on the Run. A little later in the program, we'll have Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, in the studio. But again, right now, Jesse Romo, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady. Always good to be here with you. And way to set up expectation there. You know, one of the lessons I've learned is the secret to success is managing expectations. So I really appreciate the intro on being sky high.
Sky high, yeah. In the stratosphere.
That's awesome. But things are going really well at the Manhattan Regional Airport, as usual. And that's in great part to all the customers and people who come out and fly MHK. So we can't thank everybody enough. But wanted a couple announcements. We have some nice things that are going on there with air service. We have the regional jets, the CRJ-700s, the larger ones, back for the Dallas routes. That was something that took a seasonal dip just for a couple months there. Adjusting, you know, their fleet mix for the employment dip that we normally get right after the holidays.
An expected dip.
Yeah, right. It was an expected dip. So it's back. It came in the first week of April, and we've been filling up the seats. So, yeah, that's what we got to continue to do if we want to keep those types of perks, you know, as part of our air service. So really happy to see that back for our Dallas routes.
And it seems like, from what I understand, the planes are usually pretty full.
They are pretty full. You know, I just flew back from California. I was out there for a conference, and I came back on a CRJ-700 from Dallas. And, man, that thing was packed. And it's so nice to have the extra leg room, the overhead compartment space. You know, there's Wi-Fi on board. There's so many great features of that aircraft. So definitely want to continue to use that so we can keep that in our fleet mix. Got one more announcement, too, for air service.
Go for it.
All right. We got a third flight a day coming in July to Chicago. So we right now have three flights a day to Dallas. We've typically been at two flights a day to Chicago. And now we're adding a midday flight, about 12:30 departure, starting July 7th. So it's scheduled only for a month to be here to help us out in our seasonal peak for summer travel. But we're very hopeful that if we can fill those aircraft, that we can convince the airline that maybe they should keep it here for a lot longer. So, you know, folks, get on to our website, flymhk.com, book your travel today. When you're planning out your summer travel, take a look at our third flight option to Chicago, which starts in July.
Have you ever had a third flight for Chicago like that before?
We have not. No, this is a brand new thing. So this is awesome for us. You know, the airline was looking at our peak travel demands and what we did last year. And last year was record employments for us. But they noticed that we had an uptick in our summer travel and there was a lot of connections through Chicago. So, and you know, that's a great time to connect through through the Windy City. And so, yeah, starting July, you know, you can book your travel now and get out through Chicago.
And Chicago in the summertime, that's a great time.
Yeah, even if you're not connecting, I mean, there's so many great things to do in that town. So, yeah, I'm sure there's some Cubs fans out there. There's baseball season going on.
I lived there for a very brief time, just right by Wrigley Field, actually. So,
yeah,
it was fun. It's a fun part of town.
That's on my bucket list, so maybe I got to book a flight too and get out there.
There you go. There you go. I know of an airport you can go through.
That's right. Manhattan Regional Airport, Flying HK. It's closer to where you want to be.
Perfect.
How's that?
That was well done. Well done. Like I said.
Is that sky high for you?
I knew my expectations were where they needed to be. Nailed it.
All right. Well, look, you know, like I said, you know, the success of the Manhattan Regional Airport is because of the community and the people who use it. And we like to try and do as much community engagement as possible. And we try to get creative. And right now we've got a great partnership. You know, sitting next to me is Candace McIntosh from the Girls on the Run of the Flint Hills organization. And I think she, you know, wants to speak a little bit about that. But we're going to be hosting a 5K on May 5th, which, by the way, is the one-year anniversary of the CRJ-700 coming to Manhattan. So what a way to celebrate, you know. It was the Mas Grande celebration last year of having the bigger plane. And we're going even bigger now with a big 5K event.
I remember being on the tarmac with you, actually, when that first plane came in, had the water cannons going over it.
Yes,
it was cool.
We may not be spraying runners, but it'll be just as fun.
And with that, we do have Candace McIntosh, the Executive Director of Girls on the Run. And again, May 5th is when that's going to be, and just a lot of activities.
Yes, we have a full day of activities that day. Really, the 5K is the celebratory end of the season culminating event for the girls that participate in our program. So this is what they have set a goal to do for 10 weeks long. They've worked really, really hard. They have turned to their family members to be their running buddies, and we've invited the entire community to come out and take part in this big event. So we have a full day of activities starting off at 8 a.m. We have a thing called a glam zone. So for those that have never attended one of our 5Ks, they're very unique. And we start out with a glam zone where the girls can go around and get their hair done, put on tutus. We even have some dads in tutus. Dave Lewis wants to put on a tutu.
Yeah.
Dave might be putting on a tutu. but we have a day of activities with that. From there, we've also invited the Geary County Choir, Children's Choir, that will be singing our national anthem. So we're really excited to have them to join us this season. And then we have the 5K, and we are not running on the tarmac. So
no.
We are going to be running down Skyway on the westbound lane there, and then going up Wildcat Creek Road, and then a turnaround and back. So there are going to be a few road closures just for a short amount of time for that hour, and about an hour and 20 minutes there. So
I really appreciate Kenneth pointing that out, because we've had a lot of questions about, oh, we get to run on the runway. No, I'm sorry, we've got some commercial flight activity going on, so we can't shut down the runway. But really looking forward to having that 5K go around the perimeter of the outside of the airport.
And hopefully the weather will be pretty good by that time. It should be. It should be. Dave, have you ever worn a tutu? No?
I have not.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that there will be a first time. I refuse to be part of a category in the things you cannot unsee. I refuse to be part of that.
That's true. That's probably a good just public safety
thing. And that's for the sake of humanity.
Right.
Right.
Well, we'll leave that up to our awesome girls and awesome goater dads, as we call them. We also have a really unique opportunity that it goes along with the partnership of being at the airport, and that's the aviation exploration. So we're really looking forward to the opportunity of opening our girls' eyes to what the world of aviation could look like for them, and to encourage and inspire them to look in that direction as they grow. And so there's going to be lots of hands-on activities, crafts. They're going to have the fire department will be out there with the
The brand new ARF truck will be out there. ARF, yes.
ARF, yes.
Aircraft Rescue and Firefighting. And then we have a brand new ARF vehicle that the fire department is very excited about. And so it's it'll be rolled out there along with the snow removal equipment that we have, which, you know, a couple of those trucks are as big as buildings. And so see the kids get out there and do a touch truck, take a tour of the fire station, and see all the aircraft. It's going to be a great opportunity.
Dave?
I saw the old ARF vehicle is up on Purple Wave for auction.
I did see that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct. Are you putting in a bid for that?
Does that get pretty good mileage?
I don't think
it
gets great
mileage.
Can you
get from one end to the airport runway on one tank of gas?
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it.
The gas is probably going to exceed the value of the actual vehicle. Yeah, so yeah.
It would look better in purple.
It would look better in purple. I absolutely agree with you. You should probably get one of those, repaint it, and then you could travel around to work. I'd love to see you park it out here.
It'd be a good tailgating vehicle.
It would be a great tailgating vehicle.
I almost bought a fire truck for that specific purpose about 15 years ago.
Really? Well, here's another opportunity.
I don't tailgate anymore. I'm a little preoccupied.
Yeah, that's true. You're a little busy on those days. Here with Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Romo and Executive Director for Girls on the Run, Candace McIntosh. Anything else that you wanted to go over?
Yeah, real quick, if anybody's interested in registering for the race, if they want to visit our website at gotrflinthills.org/5K, they can still register, and they get an amazing medal that has is very unique to just this race, that has the regional airport in it, and as well as a plane and the Girls on the Run logo. So it's really cool. Every runner will receive one. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something that I kind of blanked out for a second. I was going to ask you about was registration. Is there a deadline on that? Can you register on the day of the race?
You can register the day of, so we will have that open. So when the day is beautiful and the weather is perfect, then we'll make sure to get everybody out there.
Sounds great. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and talk more with Jesse Romo and Candace McIntosh here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.